In Parshas Ba'alosri, Al Tazayin, Torah says, "Asli shiv mishmizikin Yisrael v'siatzu shamimach." So gather me 70 Kenim for the Sanhedrin and stand there. They will stand there with you. The Brisker Rav had a suffix. We know from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bimkom 71, Bimkom Ayin Aleph. Is this din only until this parasha was said of Asli shiv mishmizikin Yisrael? And then the 70 Zekanim and Sanhedrin were appointed, and Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer Bimkom 71. Or no, even after this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu still had a din, he was Bimkom 71. And he proved from the Rambam, who writes at the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, in the third halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that Yoshua was appointed by Shivim Zekanim, by Moshe and Beis Dino. So the Brisker Rav says, look at the Rambam. From the fact that the Rambam says Moshe Beis Dino and not just Moshe, it must be that after that comes the Sanhedrin Agadola, Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer Bimkom 71. If he was Bimkom 71, what do you need the Beis Dino for? It must be Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer Bimkom 71. Ulekach hayatzarich Beis Dino. That's the Brisker Rav's proof, that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer Bimkom 71. That's why he needed a Beis Dino to appoint afterwards, after the parasha of Asfali Shiv Mishzik in Israel. He needed a Beis Din to appoint Yehoshua. So Rav David Soloveitchik says, in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, why the following suffix. If that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bimkom 71, is shayach only to a Beis Din of 71, or does it also mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bimkom a Beis Din of 3? And he proves from Rosh Hashanah Dav Chafei that for Kiddush HaChodesh you need 3, and Moshe Rabbeinu alone isn't enough. So it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Bimkom 3. He was only Bimkom 71, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu only counted as 1 on the Beis Din of 3 to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So according to this, he could be doch of the Rambam of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu needed a Beis Din to appoint Yehoshua, so it must be that he wasn't Bimkom Ayin Aleph. No, it could be that he was Bimkom Ayin Aleph, he just wasn't Bimkom Shlosha. And to appoint Yehoshua, he needed a Beis Din of Shlosha, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Bimkom Shlosha, he was only Bimkom Ayin Aleph. It's a different type of Beis Din. So therefore, he could be doch of the Rambam of the Brisker Rav. Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka Bimkom Ayin Aleph, and the reason he needed a Beis Din to appoint Yehoshua is because he wasn't Bimkom Shlosha. So we learned at the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin in the Mishnah that a Sanhedrin Gedola requires 71 people. So how do we know that it requires 71 people? Because it says us for the Shiv Mishmizik in Israel and Moshe Al-Gabayim. So altogether it's 71. 70 plus Moshe. So Ziyantiv says that you can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Shakul Keneged Ayin Aleph, and therefore the Doros, you're going to need 141 people. Right? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged 71, then maybe together with his Beis Din, which is 70, you're going to have 141 altogether. So maybe the Doros, you're going to need 141. Why? Says the Tosfos Yontif, you can't say that because you can only say that he's shakul keneged 71 when he's alone. When he's not alone, you can't say that for. When he's not alone, he counts as one. Also, you find Bekidosh HaChodesh. The Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the three, and he doesn't count as all three. So from the Kasha of the Tosfos Yontif that he entertains the notion that you need 141 because Moshe Rabbeinu is keneged 71, so you see that he learns that Asli Shiv Mishmizik in Yisrael, that parsha, even after that parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu still counts as 71. And therefore he held maybe need 141. So he's poshet the suffix of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, what about after the Minui Beis Din? What about after the Minui Beis Din of Sanhedrin Agadol of 70? Is Moshe Rabbeinu still counting Keneged 71? And the Tosfos Yontif is learning yes, and therefore he says that maybe the Doros need 141. And you also see that he holds that that he's Bimkom Shlosha. Because he brings a raya, that you know what the raya is, that only when you're alone, you count as the whole Beis Din, but not when you're with others. Because when the Beis Din of Shlosha, Moshe Rabbeinu only counted as one. Otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu would have counted as three. But as Tosfos Yontif says, but when you're with other people in the Beis Din, then you only count as one. Moshe Rabbeinu only counted as one. Only when he's alone, he counts for the whole Beis Din. So he says this about the Beis Din of 70, and he says this about the Beis Din of 3. So you see that he's holding that Moshe Rabbeinu not only was Bimkom 71, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Bimkom 3. and that again it lasts. This applies even after the mino of the Seder Shigadol and Parshas Baal Oscha. And you also see this Lahedji in the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who asks the Rambam, who says that you need a Sanhedrin for Kiddush HaChodesh, so why did you need Moshe and Aaron? Why wasn't enough Moshe alone? So you see, it's Mucha from the Ramban that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din, Liot Bimkom Beis and Shel Gimel, because he says Moshe Rabbeinu could do Kiddush HaChodesh alone. You see from his Kasha. He says, why do you need Aaron together with Moshe? It could have been Moshe alone. So you see that Moshe counts as three. So if this is true, so asks Gaon of Yitzchak Sarotskin, we have a kasha in the Tosfos Yontif. Why did the Rambam say that Moshe Rabbeinu needed a Beis Din together with him to appoint Yehoshua? Why did he need a Beis Din? Why did he need a Beis Din? Moshe Rabbeinu was Keneged Ayin Aleph. The Risker Rav wanted to say the reason he needed a Beis Din is because he's no longer Keneged Ayin Aleph. But the Tosfos Yontif learns that even after the Parsha of Asur L'Yishuv Mishpat Zikin Yisrael, he was still Keneged Ayin Aleph. So if he was Keneged Ayin Aleph, why do you need a Beis Din? The Risker Rav says the reason he needed a Beis Din is because he's no longer Keneged Ayin Aleph. But according to the Tosfos Yontif, that even after the Parsha of Asur L'Yishuv Mishpat Zikin was Keneged Ayin Aleph, then what does he need the Beis Din for to appoint Yehoshua? That's the Kasha. So we're going to go on the Derech of Rav Saratsky and Shlita. The Tosfos Yontif asks, as we saw before, that since Moshe Rabbeinu was Shalkul Keneged Ayin Aleph, how do you know that Ladoros, you need Ayin Aleph? Maybe you need 70 and 71, 141. The Chora, this question doesn't seem to make sense. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Ayin Aleph, then again, the kash is as follows. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Keneged Ayin Aleph, was Keneged 71. Meaning, what does it mean he's Keneged Ayin Aleph? Meaning he equals the Sanhedrin Gedola. So since the Sanhedrin Gedola is Ayin Aleph, so Moshe Rabbeinu has been called Ayin Aleph. So it makes sense to say that Ladoros, we're going to need Ayin Aleph. But if we say that Ladoros you need 141, so then Bevadeh Moshe Rabbeinu was also Mimkom 141. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged 141, then what do you need the 70 for again? The whole vort of Moshe Rabbeinu being Keneged Ayin Aleph is because he's Keneged the Sanhedrin. So what's the Tosfos Yontif's Kasha? Tosfos Yontif's Kasha is, wait a second, if Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Ayin Aleph, and there are also 70 Zekanim, and maybe Ladoros needed 141, 70 and 71. But no. If Ladoros needed 141, and we said that Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged the Sanhedrin Gedola, then Moshe Rabbeinu keep Keneged for 141. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu can be Keneged 71, Moshe Rabbeinu could also be Keneged 141. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged 141, then what do we need the other 70 for? What do we need these 70 for? So it's hard to understand the kasha of the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif says, how do you know that Ladoros, it's enough to have 71? Maybe you need 141, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged 71, and then the other 70. So you need 141 Ladoros. But no. The fourth that Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged 71 is really saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged the Sanhedrin Gedola. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Sanhedrin Gedola, just like he's Keneged 71, then he can also be Keneged 141. And if that's the case, that he's Keneged 141, then what do you need the other 70 for? What's the point of bringing in the other 70? So obviously you bring in the 70 because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't count as 71 anymore. the Tosfos Yontif doesn't learn that way. We have to understand the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif learns that Moshe Rabbeinu is only connected 71, and he have another 70, so maybe the Dorsi 141. And the answer is no. That only when he's alone, he's worth he's shuffle connected Kulam, but not when he's with them. And he's with them, he's only connected one. He only counts for one, and therefore the Dorsi only needs 71. But look at the Kasha. And the Kashi says, Ladoris, you should need 141. Moshe Rabbeinu is 71, and the Beis Din 70. That's 141. But no! Just like Moshe Rabbeinu is connected 71, Moshe Rabbeinu can also be connected 141, and then you read the other Shivim Zakenim. And what's the point of the Shivim Zakenim? Moshe Rabbeinu can be connected Sanhedrin Gadol, that means he's connected 71. If Sanhedrin needs 141, then he's connected 141. It's hard to understand this Kasha. Based on his Kasha, then you don't need the 70 Zakenim anymore. Kash is, then maybe the Doris need 141. And so if you need 141, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu, just like he's connected 71, he's connected 141? So what's the point of bringing the 70s canon along? So it must be that he only counts for one. So we explain the Tosfos Yontif as follows. That there's a suffix, if before the parasha of Osfili Shivim Ish, was there already a Beis Din of 71? Or was there not yet a Beis Din of 71? All that we had before the parasha of Osvili Shivim Ish was that Moshe was connected 71. So in the Sefer Gevurah Sichsuch Al HaTorah in Siman Kufei, he proves from a number of places that even before the parasha of Osvili Shivim Ish, there was already a Beis Din of 71. There are proofs, there are raya is gevaldik. You can look there, Siman Kufei. That even before the Minui Beis Din of even before this Osvili Shivim Ish, there was already a Beis Din of 71. So Lechora, then what's the Chiddush of the Parsha of Osvili Shivim Ve'echad? What's the Chiddush in this Parsha of gathering 70 people when they already had a Beis Din of 70 people with and then Moshe? What's the Chiddush in this Parsha? That's what he discusses there in the Sefer. So Anir B'das Tosfos Yontif, that before the Parsha of Osvili Shivim Ish, there was a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol Shall I and Aleph Zakenim, but there was no Torah's Mufla. And in the parasha of Asvili Shivim Ish, the Chiddush was that there's 70 Zakenim, and there's a Mufla, there's somebody who's above them, who's Mufla Shiva Sanhedrin, who's the greatest of Sanhedrin, who's above the Sanhedrin. Like we see them in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Minayin Legadola, Shishal Ayin Aleph, Shinam Asvili Shivim Ish, Mizikinay Soil, Moshe Al Gabem. Moshe was the Mufla Shiva Sanhedrin. So it says in Sanhedrin, Daflam Evavam and Aleph, that Dinin Fash is Maschilim and Atzad. How do you know? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rav Ashi. That twice the pasuk says Lo San Al Riv, Lo San Al Rav. So Rashi says Lo San Al Rav, Mashma Lo Sachlok. In other words, it says in the Pasuk, not Beis Pam, but it says in the Pasuk, Lo San El Rav, and you can read it, Lo San El Rav. And Rashi says, Lo San El Rav, Mashma Lo Sachlok Al Muflok Shel Beis Din, Mufla Shel Beis Din. Hilva Maschilin Mimei, Til Mechazel Lechov, Lo Paginin Leovei. That you don't, you're not going to answer the Rav. In other words, you're not going to be Cholek on the Mufla Shel Beis Din. And therefore, you don't start from him. Maschilim and Atzad, you start from the side, but not from the Mufla, not from the big person in the Sanhedrin. Because if he sees Chova, nobody's going to want to argue with him. So you see, there's a Torah's Mufla Bevezin, you're not allowed to be Cholek ala Mufla. It says in Horius, and the Abdalad Amid Bez, Horu Bezin, O Shayaloya Mufla Sham, Shal Bezin Sham, Pater. Rashi explains, O Shayaloya Mufla Shal Bezin Sham, Afa Gavz, O Havim Sanhedrin Atzman. Do you have me Sanhedrin Atzmo? I feel a cotton Shabakula, and Loya Sham, Lo Havi Harame Alia. So Rashi tells us hold that Mufla was not Miminyan of Sanhedrin. That's what Rashi says. Rashi there says, O Shalaya Mufla Shal Beis Sham, I forgot Vlog Misanhedrin Atzman. There it's talking about bring a paralim davishal tzibur, and it says that if the mufla wasn't there, then you're not chayiv. Hakopanim Rashi there says that the mufla wasn't part of the Sanhedrin. If he was part of the Sanhedrin, then even if one guy was missing, one person in Sanhedrin was missing, it wouldn't be a psak. But The chiddush is that even though he's not part of this, he's not part of the Sanhedrin itself. If he's not there, then it's still not counted as a psak. That would be mechayev a parlam dover shel tzibur. So again, Rashi and Tosfos hold that mufla isn't the minyan Sanhedrin, and this is mischadesh after the parsha of asfili shivimish Moshe al gabeim, that there's a minyan of ayin zaken and mufla gabeim shelo haya meminah Sanhedrin. So that's the chiddush of this parsha. The chiddush of this parsha is that you have a mufla of Sanhedrin that's not part of the minyan of the Sanhedrin. It called him a parsha shel asfili shivimish. There was now Torah's mufla, and in the parsha of asfili shivimish was mischadesh that there are ayin zakenim and there's a mufla above them. That's not counted in the minyan. Well, if he's a nira, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu had a din that he's been kom beis shalayin aleph, that's all until the parsha of asli shivimish. But after the parsha of asli shivimish, that was mischadish in this parsha that the reins akenim uflaga beim shaloi b'minas sanhedrin loya yochel lios bein b'mkom a beis in agadol bein lekainim din mufla shebe beisdin. Shrei Moshe b'mokom a reins akenim shavim minyan sanhedrin loya yochel lios b'mokom a mufla. So Moshe Rabbeinu, now after this parsha, can't be part of the Beis Din anymore. Because who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mufla, and as far as the Mufla is concerned, the Mufla is not counted as part of the Beis Din. He's like above the Beis Din. So he can't be anymore b'mkom ha-beis din agadol, because beis din agadol is counted as 70, and Moshe Rabbeinu as a mufla is not counted, and he also can't be if he wants to be mufla, then he can't be counted as the 70, because he has the status of mufla. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wants to be, if his job is to be mufla, then he's not counted as the 70. So how can you say he's been mekom the 70? He can't be mekom the 70, because again, the mufla is not counted, and Moshe Rabbeinu was counted. So since Moshe Rabbeinu was counted, it means that he's not been mekom the 70. He's not been mekom the 70, and because of that, hayitzarich ayin zakenim uvad Moshe. You need 70 besides him, because you need people who are going to count. He alts mufla is not going to count as part of the Sanhedrin. He's not b'minyan Sanhedrin. According to this, we can answer the Tosfos Yontif, who asks that since Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and he was Shakul Kain Aleph, so why don't we require 70 and 71? So what's Tosfos Yontif's Kasha? Let there be 141. So we said no, that if Moshe Rabbeinu was like 71, then even after the Parsha of Asvili Shivimish, then he's like 141. And then what do you need the Shivim Zakenim for anymore? Because he's Shakul Kenegat Sanhedrin, whatever the Sanhedrin is. But based on what we said, Be'etzem, the din of Moshe Rabbeinu b'im b'mkom ayin aleph wasn't misbatel. Just after the parsha of Shivimish, we see there's a minyan of 70 zakenim and a mufla al gabeim that's not minyan Sanhedrin, so it must be that Moshe is no longer minyan Sanhedrin. Elayah mufla al gabeim. And now Moshe is the mufla. He was no longer counted as a minion of the Sanhedrin. So therefore the Tosfos Yontif says, so why don't we say that it's not enough to have one mufla al gabeim, but rather we require a mufla kemoshe that shakul keneged ayin aleph. And therefore let's say that we require a minion of ayin and ayin aleph al gabeim. In other words, in the Kasha we thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was counted as part of the Sanhedrin. So what does it mean, ayin and ayin aleph? So, and the Tosfos Yontif said, so let's require ayin and ayin aleph, the 70 that he gathered, and then him. And he's going to get ayin aleph. So he said, if you need ayin aleph, if you need 141, then he can just as easily be counted as 141, so what do you need the other 70 people for? The answer is no. Moshe Rabbeinu can't be counted anymore. You need 70. Why do you need 70? You need 70 because you need people who are counted as part of the Sanhedrin. And now, after this parsha, Moshe Altzmufla is no longer counted as part of the Sanhedrin. So now these are two different categories. These are two different classes. You have one class of the 70, and then you have the Mufla. And how much is the Mufla worth? The Mufla is worth 71. Moshe Rabbeinu Shaku Kneged 71. Altzmufla. So, what would you need then? You need 70 in the Sanhedrin, and you need 71 Muflas. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mufla Shebe Sanhedrin, and he was equal to 71. So now you're going to need 71 Muflas. And you can't say, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is Kneged 141 all on his own. No. Because the point of the 70 now is that Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer going to be counted. You need 70 who are counted, 70 individuals that are counted. Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer going to be counted because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mufla. Ah, so if Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mufla and he's counting as 71, even after this parasha, as the Tosafot have understood, so she needs 141, she needs 70 for the Sanhedrin and another 71 Muflas. We're not counted b'minyan Sanhedrin. In the Kasha, we thought that Moshe Rabbeinu himself could be connected 141, so what do I need the 70 for? The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu is not counted as part of the Sanhedrin. The minyan of Sanhedrin is 70, and then above that you need one Mufla, that's Moshe. But this Moshe is worth 71, it's equal to 71. So if it's equal to 71, altogether you have 141. So that's shot in the Kasha of the Tosiantiv. So you should require 141, 70 regular members of Sanhedrin, and 71 Muflas. Or not minyan of Sanhedrin. Connected Moshe. So he answers, no. The Moshe Rabbeinu is only worth 71 when he's alone. But now when he's with everyone else, then he's only equal to 1. And the Rambam, a Perek Aleph, Milchot Sanhedrin, Halacha Gimel, writes, Kama bati dinin kvuim yu b'Yisrael, v'kama yu minyanin kvuim kovin b'tchila, b'ezen agadol, v'kama yu minyamin, kovin b'tchila b'ezen agadol, v'miktash v'nikr Sanhedrin gedol, minyanim shivim v'echot. Wow, so how many people are in the Sanhedrin gedol, the Rambam says? 71. Why 71? Why not 70? Because he's obviously counting the Mufla. So you see, the Rambam is learning, not like Rashi, that the Mufla is included in the minyan. He is a minyan at Sanhedrin, he isn't counted in the Sanhedrin. And nevertheless, he is a Torah Smufla Shebe Beisdin, Shalga Beim, and therefore you're not allowed to argue with him. So we can say that even though Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekom Ha'emechad Mikodim Shenis Chadish Torah Smufla Shebe Beisdin, so you're right. Before the Chiddush of Mufla Shebe Beisdin, Moshe Rabbeinu is Kneged Ayin Aleph. After the Chiddush, that Sanhedrin has Ayin Zeken and Mufla Agabeim, Moshe Rabbeinu could no longer be Mekom Beisdin Agadol. And also be Mekayim the Kina Mufla Agabeim. And therefore, we needed Sivim Shivim Zakenim. So originally, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekom Ayin Aleph. And there was no need for a Torah Mufla Shebe Beis Din. But after the Chiddush of the Parsha of Asvile Shivim Ish, that you need 70 Zakenim, and you need a Mufla, so Moshe Rabbeinu could no longer be Mekom Beis Din Agadol. And also be Mekayim the Kina Mufla Agabeim. Can't do both. Because you need two separate things. And therefore you need a Sivim Shivim Zakenim besides Moshe, Sheya Moshe Agabeim. So we understand now why Rambam writes that Moshe Beis Dino Mino Yoshua LeMelech. So you're going to say to me, wait a second. Moshe Rabbeinu was Bimkom Ayin Aleph. What does he need the Beis Din for? So based on what we said, no. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu Bimkom Ayin Aleph, even after the Parsha of Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Asli Shivim Ish, nevertheless, he couldn't be Bimkom Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph, because then we're not going to have a Mufla anymore. Because what was mischadish in this parasha is that you need a Mufla. And Moshe Rabbeinu can't be both the Mekom the 71 and be the Mufla. So therefore he needed his Beis in order that he could serve as the Mufla, and then he's going to have the Beis in of 70. So, just to summarize, we learned a lot, but we learned that the question of whether Moshe Rabbeinu was still connected Ayin Aleph after this parsha, and the Brisker Rav wanted to say that he wasn't, that's why he needed a Beis Din, and we're saying that really he was connected Ayin Aleph, but after this parsha, it was a chiddush of Mufla Shebe Beis Din. And since, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Bemkom Ayin Aleph before the Torah's Mufla Shebe Beis Din, after the chiddush that you need a Sanhedrin of Ayin Zekenim Mufla, that's the chiddush of this parasha, so Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do both. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't both be Bimkom Beis Din HaGadol and be Bimkom Ayin Aleph. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is Bimkom Ayin Aleph, but you also need a Mufla. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do both at once. So he's Shaku Keneged Ayin Aleph, but then there's no Mufla. So therefore he needed the Shivim Zekenim in order that he can act now as Mufla. And that's why he needed to gather the Beis Din. So he was Takam Mekom Ayin Aleph. We also learn that that's how we explain the Kasha of the Tosis Yantiv. Tosis Yantiv say, why don't we need 141? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is 71, and then the Beis Din is 70. And the answer is that we learned based on Rashi and Tosis that the Mufla is Shalom and Aminyan. The Mufla Gabeim is Shalom and Aminyan. So Moshe Rabbeinu was serving as Mufla, but he's not counting, he's in a different class. He's not counting as part of the Sanhedrin. And therefore what Tosfos Yontif was bothered by was that you need 70 as the Sanhedrin, and then you need one that's Mufla Gabeim that's not counted as part of the Sanhedrin. But if that guy was Moshe Rabbeinu, if that person was Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is connected 71, then what are you going to need? You're going to need 70 and 71. You're going to need 70 regular Beis Din and then the 71 Muflas. That was his Kasha. Because he's not in a minyan. He's not in the regular minyan Sanhedrin. He's a part of a different class. Again, the Rambam holds that he is minyan Sanhedrin. The Mufla is Miminyan Sanhedrin. Mufla is counted. If you have 70, the Mufla counts as 1. But the Rashi and Tosis hold, no. It's not one Sanhedrin of 71, it's a Sanhedrin of 70, and then you need a Mufla above them. It's in a different class. Ah, that's the way you want to look at it, says the Tosis Yomtiv, that we have 70 for the Beis Din, and then one Mufla who's Lo Min HaMinyan, but he's worth 71, so you should need 141. And you can't say the Moshe is connected all of them, so you just need one Moshe is enough. No, because the Mufla is Lo Min HaMinyan, so you have to separate the Mufla. The Rambam holds that the Minyan of Sanhedrin is 71, the Mufla is part of the Sanhedrin. But even according to the Rambam, that the Mufla is a Minyan of Sanhedrin, you still need a Mufla above them. That's why Moshe needed the Shivim Zekenim. To keep him kind of the din that you have the Shivim Zekenim and then the Mufla above them, and then appoint the and that's how we appointed, that's why he needed the Beis Din to appoint Yehoshua. Because he needed to serve as the Mufla. He couldn't just serve as the as being Shakul Keneged 71 because there's no Mufla. So he needed the 70 so he could serve as Mufla. Advarim neflaim eld, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to I'll return to this parasha. We've read all the shurim on this parasha. Very, very deep inyan in Yanni Beis Din. Very, very gishmak. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.